And we are live. What's going on, everybody? It's your boy Malik, aka Young Water Cycle, BKA Malik's Intellect, better known as the nigga with no
bitches.
Coming to you live from somewhere in California, and it is Mother's Day. Shout out all the moms, you know, shout out my mom, shout out Young Mama Cycle, you know. Sucks that I'm not here with you right now. And she's not dead or anything, but like, I love her and I just miss my mom, dude. Like, it would be great to be around her today, just drinking wine, sipping some mimosas, just something, like cooking some food, you know? Just missing mom, you know?
Moms out there, man.
Shout out all the moms out there. Shout Malik talking moms. Is for the moms, you know. You know, MILFs, just ladies out there just doing your thing. Keep doing your thing. And shout out, guys, our special sponsor today, Heartbreak Club Records on me. Come on, man, stop playing with the kid. We got the heart. If you can't hear it, it's the Heartbreak flag on the mic. We threw that bitch on the mic like a pop filter, bruh. Come on now. Heartbreak Club Records. Shout out my boy Ty Bullen, aka Tyler, bruh. This man, he's putting his heart and soul into this brand, bro. So y'all go check it out, bruh. HBCR.shop.com, I'm pretty sure. I'll have something to let you know where to go. But shout out Heartbreak Club Records. Definitely one of the brands I fuck with out there. But onward and upward in this. So today we have a show produced exclusively by Kaleidoscope Media and Marketing. They basically gave me a fucking show. Like, I just gotta pull up and talk. So that's what I'm gonna do today, guys. So whatever we're talking about, that's what it is. So let's see what's going on today. So, Blind Stories. This segment is called Blind Stories. I don't really know what the fuck's going on, but I get about 4 or 5 stories or however many ever they choose, and they just kind of give them to me, and I just kind of talk about them, because it's Malik talking. So, first up, ooh, I just had to burp, bro. I'm drinking this. Look, I'm just a quick plug, a Beatbox. This shit got 11.1% alcohol content volume. 111 angel numbers for you numerology hoes. So I would drink it. It gets you fucked up, and this shit tastes like a fucking Kool-Aid jammer, but with alcohol. So check it out. But Blind Story. So first things first on the chopping block. New Kendrick after 5 years. Wow. 5 years. It's 2022. The last Kendrick album we got was 2017. And this is his first solo anything since Damn. And the most we've got from Kendrick in the recent years is the Baby Keem features. Like, you know, Baby Keem. And, you know, I feel like Kendrick is using Baby Keem in a way to make music he's always wanted to make.
Yeah.
But Keem is like, I don't give a fuck, I'm gonna make this. But Kendrick's like, I'm a rap goat, I can't make this. So he just hops on a Baby Keem track just to get off his...
Yeah, he can't be seen just rapping regular, like a regular degular.
Right, he has to like be doing the whole Kendrick.
Extra.
He has to do the Kendrick thing. So,
on a thousand.
First,
which he is.
Is the Kendrick mid or heat? I think it's heat. You know, and you know me, I'm a Kendrick... I'm not a hater.
I'm not a hater.
I just be like, he not fan of Drake. But, that, you know.
Are you going to talk to your audience about the tomato?
Okay, the tomato theory.
Tomato theory.
I low-key think there are rappers out there that are tomatoes in rap. Like, they're
okay,
on the song.
So Leak,
but it's like.
Like, we go to In-N-Out, right? And you get a burger. And the burger is balanced with all the ingredients, pickles, you know, it depends on what you want on your burger. I like everything on it because it's just like a plain burger. But Malik, he can't stand tomatoes.
Can't stand them. That shit nasty.
So he needs tomatoes off his burger, which, you know, I understand. I understand if you're not a person that likes tomatoes, I get it. I didn't like tomatoes for a while, and then I, you know, I appreciated it with some other extra stuff, but yeah, Leek, he just can't stand tomatoes on burgers.
Right.
And so he pretty much references rappers that he kind of not dislikes, but pretty much, what would you say, Malik?
I would say rappers that I could go without. I reference them as tomatoes.
Tomatoes.
Simply because, you know, for other people, they're great. Yeah. You know, there's nothing wrong with that.
It's just the balance.
But when I take it off, it's better for me. It's a better curated experience.
Makes
so like
sense.
When I call someone a tomato, that doesn't mean they're trash. That just means
you'd prefer them not
there.
On
yeah,
the project.
Exactly. Yeah. Like if it's just like certain features where you hear a guy and you're like, he really didn't have to be on that.
He didn't have to be on that.
He was
a tomato.
Yeah, and you could have took him off.
You could have took him off, and it would have been perfectly fine.
Exactly. So, with this Kendrick was some heat, because it was something different.
The whole cheeseburger.
And I didn't want to take the tomatoes off. I really didn't. Mm. I took it for everything that it was, like, the moments, the messages, just everything. Because, like, you know, he's rapping from different perspectives. Like, if you just listen to the song, you're like, okay, like, this nigga just rapping. But, like, when you watch the video...
When you watch
the video really syncs up well
different
with how,
experience.
Like, you know, he's rapping as Kanye. He's talking about being bipolar, and niggas got their hands in your pockets. And then he's rapping as Will. And then, you know, he's like, you forget all the shit I did for you niggas?
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, he did all this shit. And
he
like,
went in, dude.
And then he started rapping from Nipsey perspective.
When he rapped as Nipsey, it was just
that
like,
was different. That was like,
whoa.
And the thing is, Kendrick's like a blood, right? I don't know.
I don't know his gang related background, but I'm
pretty sure he's a Pyru blood. Like fucking, and he's throwing up the Nipsey Crip shit. Like, this is real, you know, shit. So I thought the Heart Part 5 was heat. And if anyone remembers, if you're listening to Malik talking, I did ask for a Heart Part 5. I did ask for a Heart Part 5 and we got it. Kendrick listens to Malik talking. I just need people to know that. And just like the deepfakes, episode what? Whatever the 22 with the Drake reviews pack, I talked about deepfakes. Kendrick is using deepfakes in his video. Like, come on. Kendrick, listen.
It can't be more blatant.
Look, it can't be more blatant.
I don't know.
Hands off.
I'm just a guy. A bystander.
I'm just a guy. Listening. I just made the podcast. That's it. And he listened to it. So, salute Kendrick for listening to Leak Talking. But the people he chose for the video was very interesting. He was talking. He was rapping from, like, the perspective of OJ.
Yeah, OJ.
OJ. Like, wow. Like, OJ. Okay. Fucking Will Smith. He was just rapping from everybody. And it was just great. He had a Kobe verse.
Kanye.
He had a Kanye. Bro, Ye was there, bro.
I was like,
and it
dang.
It was beautiful, bro. So the video, bro. I'm giving the video, like, a 10. Just because, like, it's just a simple video, but it does what it's supposed to do. Like, he wanted to convey that he was rapping from all these different perspectives.
Yeah.
And so, like,
and it came across.
It came across. Like, if I see, once you do the deep fake, and I saw, I'm like, oh, very interesting. Interesante. I just really think that Kendrick does a really good job about, you know, he did it. It was very cohesive. Like, he kept it all going.
When he channeled Nipsey Hussle, I was like, bro.
Dude, the Nipsey verse was crazy. Because,
like, I was like, crazy.
And you know me, I'm a Kendrick hater. Like, you know, people label me as a Kendrick hater, but, like, I was like, damn! Like, I couldn't even hate on the nigga. I was like, okay. I'm low-key excited for the album, not gonna lie. Friday the 13th, I'm ready. Kendrick, let's go, save us. Let's do this. Will he surpass To Pimp a Butterfly? That's tough, because, like, And look. I was one of them niggas that's like, I'm not bumping to Pimp a Butterfly. 2019, I started bumping that hoe, and I was like, this is like one of the greatest rap albums of all time. What the fuck is wrong with me?
It's crazy.
It's literally one of the best. The best hip hop albums of all time. Yeah, hip-hop. Shout out. Hold on. At this rate, honestly, he could pass T-Pap. He really could. I hope he does. Good for him if he does. But yeah, so shout out Kendrick. You know, he did his thing. And we're on to the next one here. Blind Stories Part 2. So we got our second story of the day. Travis Scott gives first public performance since Astroworld tragedy. This motherfucker Travis was going brazy in fucking Miami for Chase B's birthday. And I was so, when I knew, well, okay, you know me, I'm tapped in with like everybody, and I'm, you know, I'm obsessed with everybody. So I knew Chase B's birthday was coming up. So I'm like, Travis gotta be doing something. Like, whether he's going on Chase B's album or they're doing something for his birthday. So they're in Miami living it up. Travis Scott called ladies over when he performed in public for the first time since his deadly Astro Festival. The rapper threw a wad of cash into the crowd right as he was clutching onto a bottle of Don Julio 1942 tequila before taking the stage at the Mega Nightclub 11's Miami Grand Prix celebration Saturday night. So, bro, he's living life like me. Like, look, man. Don Julio 1942, whole lot of 42. Mm-hmm. I'd be in there just straight sipping. Especially in Miami. Man, the Miami hoes don't play. He said, everybody owes me a shot. He told everybody in the crowd, we need every stripper to report to the fucking stage right now. We need every bottle reported to this motherfucking floor. The crowd went wild and he proceeded to perform Antidote. Now, I've heard Travis perform Antidote multiple times. Every time, it's got me perfectly hyped because it's just like, that's one of his best songs. That's the song that literally put him on this map. On the fucking map. On the map. Antidote. Niggas forget about Antidote. Don't forget about Antidote. Don't forget about Antidote. That's all I gotta say. But it's good to see Travis back in the public eye. You definitely know Utopia is coming. Like, there's nothing we could do. People don't want Travis to do anything, but he has to. Like, he's a fucking rapper.
Is he supposed to just stop what he's doing? Like,
that's what niggas want. Like, they want him to literally be like, I'm not a rapper anymore.
What happened, and I'm just gonna sit in my house. And
they want him to be Kendrick Lamar. They want him to wait 8 years to drop an album. 7 years. How long was it? 5 years. It felt like 8 because it's like, nigga, what are you doing? Like, but I get it. Like, you know, it's just like when Malik Talkin takes a long hiatus. It's that Gemini in us. Like, what we gave you was our best, and you better fucking eat on it, okay? You better fucking eat on it, and you better love it. Every morsel. And I hope no one's taking this fucking podcast extravaganza for granted. Because what? After May 31st, what if I don't drop ever again? You know? It's like, I could be on some Kendrick shit and drop a pod 5 years later.
Yeah, you can drop every periodically.
But I'm letting y'all know I'm here for y'all, and you better
eat it appreciate up while it's available.
Exactly. While I'm here, enjoy me. Because when I'm not, what are you going to do? You're going to be like, damn, I really wish I listened to more Malik Talkin. It's just like when niggas be complaining Kendrick not dropping, they're like, damn, I really wish I bumped that album more when it dropped. Because like, he's just like, look, y'all going to eat on this and there's nothing you can do about it. And that's the Gemini way, bro. Shout out my Gemini twins out here. Look, twin I'll never tell. Next story here, Blind Stories. Okay, guys. So, you know, last night I went to go see that Doctor Strange movie, The Multiverse of Madness. Goddamn, I saw that shit in 4D, bro.
I'm going to stop you right there. First of all, this is my first experience ever experiencing 4D. this fucking thing kicked my ass. I was sitting there just like, God damn. Like, fucking air shoot me from both sides. I'm like, Jesus Christ. Right. Yes. And then fucking water pellets hit me in the face. I'm like, Jesus.
Fuck.
Lord, help me.
Bro, Cali Uchis Coochies.
Oh, boy.
Hey, look, man. Look, man. That movie, look. The movie, I feel like, you know, since I watched it in 4D, it's automatically a 10. I don't think I could watch a movie in 4D and it not be a 10.
It not be a 10. You like, probably watched, like, what was that movie that was on Netflix that was like The Godfather? It had
Robert De Niro?
Yes, Robert De Niro.
Oh, it was The Irishman.
The Irishman.
If you watch The Irishman in 4D, it would be a 10. I bet you,
if you watch The Irishman in 4D, that shit would be lit as fuck. It'd be like,
but it's the most boring movie ever. Don't let niggas listen. I'm tired of film heads thinking just because a movie is 4 hours, it's a good movie. Yeah. That does not mean it's a good movie. That means niggas couldn't get to the point.
Doesn't just fucking, you know, make it the best movie. Just.
Bro, and Robert De Niro was old as fuck in that movie. They had to CGI him beating niggas up because, like, he was so old. Like, it wasn't even believable. Niggas had to, like, speed up his movements.
Hilarious.
It was kind of... But, yeah, so Doctor Strange, honestly, bro, let's give you an 8. We're going to give you 8 out of 10. And if we put it on the movie scale, 4 out of 5. Mm. Just because...
What?
No, it was a perfect movie. Like, honestly, it covered all the...
Honestly, it had a lot of things in it. I was like, God damn, you know?
It was a lot. Like, it was a lot
the revealing. The character... Oh, there was a character... is this
spoilers? Are we spoiling?
Is it...
Are we spoiling?
Can we get into spoiler territory?
Are we spoiling? Let me know, producers.
Alert. Do not continue.
Okay. Do not continue if you haven't watched.
There's a character named America Chavez.
Okay, we're spoiling. Look, America Chavez was... It was just too on the nose.
Yeah, like, it was just, literally like... It was like... They were sacrificing America. And it was like, well, if you don't want to get the power from America, then some bullshit. But I was like, God damn. I don't know. Maybe I'm just, you know... Listening into things.
No, I think we were looking into it too much. But her name being America was too on the
every single time they were like, America, you can't. It would just be some shit that would be like, America can't something. And it would just be like, are they talking about America? Are they talking about this character?
Alright. And also, we're in the movie. Okay. And we're sitting there. And some virgins just pull up to the show, bro. Just like some absolute virgins. And we were just like, God damn. These niggas really sitting next to us. Like,
I'm like, hey, at least they gonna make the movie interesting. You know
this
what I mean?
Nigga Neek said they're gonna make the movie better. I was like, nigga, nigga a virgin. This nigga was like... talking, and I was like, bro, this nigga a virgin, bro. Like, and I'm one of them niggas that watch Marvel movies, and I have sex. I have lots of it. Like, these niggas that be watching these shits and be like, niggas just be beating off into madness. They be beating off to Scarlet Witch.
The multiverse of madness.
They be beating off to Scarlet Witch. With,
I ain't gonna lie, Scarlet Witch in that movie, I was like,
bro, when she started whispering niggas' ear,
I was like, okay,
I get it. I was fold too, nigga. Nigga was like, fortify your mind. I was like,
I'm sorry.
Nigga, take it, girl. I'm like, look, you can fuck this whole place up. I ain't give a fuck. You give me some pussy, we okay. Shit. But, so... The tomato meter gave this shit a 75. The audience meter gave it an 87. I'd give it a 90. Just because it's an A. Okay. It's an A. It's an A movie.
It's an A. Clean.
Clean A. I'll give him an A.
Clean. Because I don't even know. For, you know what I mean? For people that be, you know, dabbling and, you know, just looking up stuff, you know, just researching
it's
stuff.
It's an A.
It's definitely an A. I was like, dang, I feel like there's a bunch of messages up in this movie. I was like, Golly, boy.
Oh, God. Now, here we go. Just transitioning from the thing. It's an A. We're just going to leave it at that.
Leave it at that.
Next portion of the pod, we got a Q&A. I put up a little story, and I appreciate anybody that chimed in and wanted to be a part of the pod and contribute in any way. So I appreciate the Q&A. And it's crazy. I haven't done a Q&A since this time last year, actually. And it's great that people tuned in. So we got thoughts on artists taking a long hiatus. And I feel like this goes in the pocket of Kendrick. And really, I think artists taking a long break is necessary. Like, I feel like...
I think it depends on the artist.
Oh, exactly. Okay, yeah. Now, if you're a great artist, you don't need work every year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, just work every year. Now, Drake does work every year, but it's needed because he's one of them niggas we need in the game all the time. Like,
if he there's not new, the game, he's the one that like influences everybody. He keeps
the trends going. Yeah. Like, you know, he gets the, definitely, you know, and he's like one of the biggest artists in the world. Well, so why wouldn't you want one of the biggest artists in the world to drop every year? Mm-hmm. Now, since there's other people that take breaks, Drake doesn't have to. He can keep going, you know. But there's niggas like Kendrick who can wait 5 years and still get the same buzz.
He has the, like, the validation, the notoriety to be able to wait that
exactly time. Most now, niggas let's don't say, got like, that. If somebody... Roddy Ricch waited 3 years to drop an album, niggas would be like, we don't give a fuck. Like, niggas would lose their mind. Like, why does nigga make us wait 5 years for this? But like, Kendrick make us wait 5 years, we're like, no, it's worth it. No, this is worth it. Yeah. No. No matter what Kendrick says he's on the album, top,
so it has to be worth it.
Exactly, has to. And niggas not letting go of that control verse. I swear to God, they not. Oh God. The next question is, would you let a girl manhandle you? Like, throw you so around.
You know, being circumstances, I feel
okay, like this nigga always got terms to something.
No, it feels like it has to be a circumstance in order for this to, you know what I mean?
For
you know
me, how drunk am I? I think if I'm drunk as hell, she could like put my legs on her shoulders okay, and like just straight, you know, and like okay, just go to town on a nigga.
I'm not gonna dive into that, but I mean, if that's for you, that's for you. You know what I'm saying?
No, for real. That like go to town you on a young nigga, like just.
Wow. Okay. Oh Lord.
For real though. But yes and no. Like, I don't know. I don't like people just touching on me like that. But if she just stretches, I'll let it go. I'll let it slide.
What is that noise, dude?
Now, the next question is, do you think Kendrick attains GOAT status with the album? Mm. Or does he have it already?
Okay, so with the control... Like, we gotta take it back to when they, he had the control.
They won't
we
let take the back control when he had a, verse go. Listen,
we have to take
it let back it when he go. Had a
control verse.
Let okay? it go.
The fact that he did the control verse and he wasn't, I guess he was challenged on it, technically, but no one really said to him that way. So it retains like Kendrick being the best. Just in terms of no one challenged him on, he said everything he had to say in that control verse and everybody was like okay, you know, all right.
But the control verse, bro, is just what it's over, bro. That was like 10 years ago.
I know it was 10 years ago, but since, because no one challenged him.
It was amazing.
It was amazing.
It was a moment in hip-hop. I won't act like it wasn't.
And because no one challenged him on it, no one was like, you know what, Kendrick, fuck you. I'm got my own fucking control verse. You know, it's just...
See, but I feel like the whole... Okay, so Kendrick is obviously a rap GOAT. Just because he's fucking Kendrick. And he's a West Coast legend, all that shit, whatever. They could say he was the king of New York.
Yeah, he did Pope fucking...
He did say he was the king of New York. So, you know, sorry, Nas.
Pope fucking coast.
Sorry, Jay-Z. Sorry, 6ix9ine. You know, I know y'all don't think 6ix9ine's the king of New York, but, you know. But, of course, he's already GOAT. Like, this album is just like a victory lap. Shout out, Nipsey. And he's just gonna, you know, run the circles on niggas, and niggas are just gonna bask in his glory of him being one of the greatest MC rappers of all time.
Yeah.
And it's just gonna solidify it. And,
I know you are Drake, you know, fan.
Right.
And when Kendrick does these... Now, is it credible for... Now, let me ask you a question, okay?
Mm-hmm.
As in, you know, intoxicated Dominique right now. When Kendrick takes these hiatuses and then comes back, even though Drake's been putting in the work the entire time, you know what I mean? Just putting out bars, putting out his songs. I know as a Drake fan, you must be like, yo, Drake gotta be the best just because he's been putting out content this entire time and Kendrick has been on a hiatus, you know? What's your thoughts on that? I have to know.
Okay, so... I feel like it's harder definitely to keep putting out consistent content and not everyone may fuck with it than Drake. But I feel like if...
Because Drake goes for it.
But...
You know.
I feel like Drake, he doesn't... to answer your question, I feel like Drake, he doesn't have to put out consistently. But it's way better if he does.
Yeah.
Because, like, I mean, what? Just, he's the most streamed artist because he's always here.
He's always there.
He's always here. Like, you look over, Drake has a hit for you. You know what I'm saying? And it's not that Kendrick can't be better than Drake. It's just that consistency.
Yeah.
And, you know, we preach that on Malik Talking. Consistency. And the only years Drake has taken off is, like, 2014, and that was like random. Now, and then he dropped If You're Reading This Is Too Late, and niggas were like, holy shit, Drake's back. Like, and then the only other year he's taken off since then was 2019, and he dropped Care Package, which was a bunch of whole Drake songs we've been waiting to get on streaming. So it's like he's really just consistently stepping on niggas' throat. Work.
I will say, you know, I'm a Kendrick fan.
Yeah.
And, you know, I love Kendrick, and when it, whenever he comes up, it's something like he's not, it's something changing. It's not like stagnant. He's always evolving, and it's not, you know, it's a new sound. And
see, but that's the thing about Kendrick. When you have time to take a break off, you have time to experiment and kick rocks around. But when you're Drake and you're always Drake in the lab, you're like, okay, What's the next thing to get niggas dick wet? What's the next thing to keep the dicks hard? Like, you have to keep niggas horny. Like, you gotta keep the bars coming. You gotta keep doing your thing.
Terrible. But
you get what I'm saying,
though? I know exactly what you're saying.
But Kendrick has time to be like...
The fact that he is not taking a break and he stays on the necks of niggas... And he keeps going. You know what I mean? He doesn't stop. He doesn't take a hiatus. You had to give it.
It's the relentlessness.
You had to give it to Kendrick.
The fact that Kendrick can just come back, niggas. But that just means that he's greater. Like, he's just a GOAT. But if a lot of niggas take a break, no one gives a fuck if they take a break.
Yeah,
Kendrick's like one of the few niggas I care if he take a break, and it's like, okay,
because do you know the quality you're getting at the end of the tunnel.
Exactly. Next one, just really quick, gotta keep it pushing. Voodoo by Future and Kodak is slept on, kinda like your podcast.
Lord.
Facts.
Is there any more that needs to be said?
I don't know. I just think Malik Talking is very slept on. And a lot of people are going to wake up and be like, God damn, I've been sleeping on a Sleep Number mattress with the custom preferences I wanted. Like, this is the best podcast ever. And I'm going to be like, done. And I've been telling y'all niggas that. But I do think Voodoo is slept on. I do like the Future album. I have been bumping it a lot. It's been really riding for me. But it sucks that this Future album is really on the heels of a fucking Kendrick rollout.
Yeah.
You know, Jack Harlow's out. I know it's taboo to say Jack Harlow's out, but
it dilutes the water.
Right. Like, when a lot of people drop around you, that's why, like, if I was an artist, I'd be pissed if motherfuckers are dropping around me. But I really do, like, if Kodak Black was a better person, I feel like he would definitely be more mainstream. It's
hilarious.
It's just he just got too much shit going on, and no one wants to touch that.
No one wants to touch it.
Like,
no,
you can't be, like, out here saying Kodak is elite. Like, motherfuckers are gonna cancel you, bro. You know? Hold on. But yeah, like, Kodak just needs to work on being a better person so we can enjoy his content more, you know? But next up on our Q&A, and you know, shout out my motherfucking Sareem. Shout out Sareem Abdul Jabbar. If you're out there, go stream Sareem Abdul Jabbar. It's a great EP by my dog Sareem. He's out there, he's balling like Kareem. Hook shots on these niggas, he reigns supreme. Put the crown on his head, bro. When the fuck are video pods dropping? God damn, that's a good ass question. But there's a good ass answer for it. It's a rollout, bro. Right now we're in the middle of the 31 day podcast extravaganza. And right now we're recording videos. So, shit. Maybe sooner than you think. That's the only answer I got for you. And shit, that's about it for the pod, guys. We did a Q&A. We tackled all the subjects. We tackled all the media, the scrutiny, people suing me. I'm on Malik talking to you and me. It's Malik talking, bro. Episode 44. Shout out The Heart Part 5. Probably one of the best songs of the year, and people will look back on it and be like, this was a moment in the year 2022. So shout out Kendrick Lamar, shout out Sareem Abdul-Jabbar, and shout out anybody that's really on the grind right now. So if you're on the way to work, you're just sitting here just like, damn, Malik talking, really talking that real shit, give yourself a pat on the back. I'm gonna give myself one too, because we all deserve it, bro. But keep doing your thing, everybody. I love you guys. Episode 44. Episode 7 in the podcast extravaganza. We really running this shit up, y'all. Doing this shit. Malik talking. Episode 44. Thank you, guys. Have a good night. I love you. And happy Mother's Day. Peace.